Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on The Conversation's Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meets, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Now, earlier this week, I got to chat to TV and radio presenter, plus author, Fern Cotton. She's got a brand new book out called Happy From Head to Toe, all about how you can look after yourself, and it is properly brilliant. So here's what happened when we caught up. Hey, I am joined right now by TV presenter and author Fern Cotton. Hey Fern, how are you going?
Hi Bex, I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm even in a better mood than usual because I've read your book and I feel on top of the world.
Good, that's the plan.
It's an amazing book and it goes a little step further than your previous book, I would say. It's all about like not only understanding, you know, we've got these feelings inside us, but kind of why we have those feelings as well. It's called Happy From Head to Toe. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so it's the book is sort of plotted out like a journey through the human body. So we start with the head and the face and looking at all of your features and what's going on in your brain. And then it moves down the body, looking at different ways that we can help ourselves feel happier, certainly calmer. And it tackles subjects like nerves, feeling anxious about things, anger. You know, none of these emotions or feelings are wrong. I think, you know, sometimes we assume that we shouldn't feel a certain way, but I don't agree with that. I think, you know, we should be able to freely feel whatever emotion is present. But of course, if we are feeling an emotion like anger or nerves, or we're just feeling really anxious about something coming up, we do need tools and ways to help ourselves feel better so that we can then get on and have fun and be with our mates, or, you know, succeed if you're doing something you really love, like playing a sport or creating something. So there's lots of different tips and tools in there that I've learned along the way, but also I interview lots of really interesting people in the book to hear their thoughts and their experiences of all of those emotions and different circumstances. So hopefully there's something in there that will make you feel better or just give you a little tip or a trick if you're navigating something that feels a bit tricky.
Yeah, like you say, you've got some amazing guests in your book that our listeners might know, like Tom Daly.
Yes.
But you've got also, I was reading it and there was a tapping expert and I've never heard of tapping before. And this was a few people in there were brand new to me. So can you tell us how you found these people?
Yeah, some of them I already know because of the other books that I've written for adults or other projects I've been working on, like my podcast. I get to meet so many interesting people. So some I already knew and then others just sort of turned up at the right time, really. I was sort of looking into certain subjects and then was led from a friend through to one of their friends, a friend of a friend of a friend, and then ended up with the right person for that section of the book. So, yeah, there's all sorts of interesting techniques in there. We spoke to Tom Daly specifically about visualization because I think that's a really key tool for adults and kids to navigate scary prospects. So if you've got an exam coming up or you've got a big netball match or something that you're feeling nervous about, Tom gives some really brilliant practical advice about how to deal with that, because often you can't sleep the night before or you feel a bit, you know, you've got a funny tummy in the morning or your breathing's really quick or you can hear your heart racing. Tom gives brilliant advice from his own experience of being an Olympic diver as to how he deals with that. So he is great. But yeah, tapping is very interesting. I've used tapping here and there, and also my son Rex has used it at times when he's felt anxious before bedtime. He used to get very anxious before bed or feel scared about being in the dark. And tapping is a really good way to use your physical body to help your mind get prepared for something or to relax and chill out. And you're essentially using your fingertips to touch certain points of your face you know, they're all listed in the book, or you can look online, you can Google it, and certain points on your collarbone and also on your hands. And it's just a way of getting your mind to go, oh yeah, I'm safe, I'm okay. And sometimes you use something called affirmation, which is a very powerful sentence that you use, which might be, I am safe, or I am okay in the dark, whatever it might be, whilst doing the physical activity. And it's just a really cool, instant way of just calming your nervous system down and feeling a bit better. So that was a very interesting section of the book.
It's so packed full of amazing tips. Is there one in particular that you've kind of used, or one that you've discovered when you were writing it, where you were like, oh, actually, this is amazing, I'm going to use this more
yeah.
often?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the visualization. I think also there are some really cool, easy things that you can do. I wrote a little bit about earthing, which is just walking around barefoot, which is just really good for our physical bodies, or being in the sea with all the negative ions that are created by the movement of the waves. Just being near the sea or in the sea is really good for us. So there's lots of simple things like that I like. But I also really enjoyed the section on nutrition and really understanding more about how the food we eat impacts us in a negative or a positive way, and looking to really make that connection between food and your brain. So that was a really interesting section as well. But yeah, there's lots in there that I learned and that I've been talking to my own kids about as well.
You also feature in the book some really good tips as well. You've got like a braille section. Yes. You've got sign language. You also describe a bit about ADHD. That's great. And that's something that often isn't mentioned in other books like this for kids.
Absolutely.
Was that important to put there as well?
Yeah. So my friend Betsy, who is 8 years old, is blind, and she has an amazing YouTube channel where she talks about her life, but also sort of just imparts her own wisdom. She's incredibly wise, and she's taught me a hell of a lot about Braille and also the special typewriter that she uses that has a similar feel to Braille on the top of it, so that she can type as well. And it's also been really interesting learning from Betsy all about how her other senses are sort of super heightened, her hearing and her touch. If we were to touch Braille, we really wouldn't be able to decipher the difference between certain patterns which relate to each letter. But Betsy's fingertips are so sensitive, she can completely distinguish which feel is which letter, which word. And I've learned so much from her. That's been really, really interesting. And I've also been very interested in ADHD. I just did an online course a couple of months ago. Well, I did two, actually, on ADHD, just because I wanted to learn more about it and to understand it better. Quite a few people in my life have ADHD, and some friends, even as adults, have been newly diagnosed. So that was really interesting, I think, looking at neurodiversity, how all of our brains work differently, is really fascinating. And for us to really understand that, so that we don't expect the same from everybody out there, knowing that everybody's brains work differently, everybody's bodies work differently, and really honouring that and really owning that, so that we can all move through life with as much ease as possible. So it's been really interesting learning about all these new subjects.
I have to say, I was trying to follow the Braille, like the signs in the book, and I was like, could I read this? And I was like, absolutely not. No.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. Betsy's very, very cool. She's actually just written a book, which I think will be out very soon. And yeah, she's just very, very smart and just a wonderful person.
Oh, incredible. And you've done all this research. You've clearly done some courses. You've got like a lot of science in the book. Are you going to become a doctor? Will we have Dr. Fern Cotton very soon?
Definitely not. No, I don't have the patience to go and do 3 years of anything. Well, to be a doctor, it'd be more than 3 years. But no, I love learning. I don't like learning. I love learning about new topics and learning from different experts out there. But I'm very much the conduit between people wanting to learn and the experts. You know, I'm just an avid learner myself. So if I can meet brilliant people that I think have got wisdom or expertise to share, and I'm lucky to have a platform, I'm definitely going to share it. So I'm very much the middle person in this scenario. And yeah, I don't think that's in my destiny to become a doctor, but I'll certainly write more books.
Great. I was just checking in case I had a Fun Kids exclusive there. I just wanted to make sure.
You definitely don't.
Oh, well, Fern, thank you so much for telling us all about the book. And it is out
Very soon, I guess. It must be in September.
It is out very, very soon. I'm sure you can pre-order it anyway. So yeah, I hope you enjoy the book. And I hope that your kids enjoy the book and that everybody really enjoys learning from all the brilliant experts I have in it.
Oh, amazing. Thank you so much to Fern Cotton for chatting to me about her brand new book, Happy From Head to Toe. It made me feel happy from head to toe, and I think it'll make you feel that way too. If you did love this episode, remember, you can listen to Fun Kids Bookworms podcast, wherever it is you're getting your podcast from, where I chat to loads more authors and have lots of fun times, all to do with books. All right, that's it from me. See you soon.
Do whales sneeze?
I'm not sure, but luckily I've got an amazing whale expert I can call on.
We essentially go out onto a boat, we go out to the sea, we look for whales, we see a whale breathing.
Who will take us through her experiments.
And then as the whale takes a breath, the drone is flown through the snot and will deliberately collect as much snot as possible.
And let us know the answer. How does that sound, Guy?
That would be fun.
Join us on the Conversations Curious Kids, wherever you get your podcasts.